The fourth of the Chamisha Inuyim that I want to deal with is the prohibition against Sicha. This is usually translated as anointing, which is a strange term because we don't usually anoint ourselves. But we will see that there are certain applications, even though this is the one of the five Inuyim, which is the least discussed in the Poskim. So the Issa Sicha really means putting oil on one's body. And the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Reish Yud Dalet Sif Aleph says even if it's only to remove odour or sweat or something like that, it's also prohibited. So there's actually discussion in the Poskim, why is the Issa Sicha more strict than the prohibition against washing? Because we said with regard to washing, it's only prohibited if it's rechitza shel tarnug, if it's for a pleasurable purpose, whereas with Issa Sicha, we're saying that even if it's not for a pleasurable purpose, even if it's just for a functional purpose to remove sweat, it's also going to be prohibited. So the Lavush and the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, they say that the reason is because Sicha by definition is something which is Hanatom Merubah, something which is a pleasurable experience, and therefore even though that's not necessarily your intention, even though your intention might be purely functional, nevertheless you do get benefit and enjoyment out of it, as opposed to washing, where it's only a pleasant experience if you intend it for that, but if it's functional then you don't actually get any pleasure from it. Rabbeinu Manoach, in his commentary on the Rambam, gives a different explanation, and he says that because with rechitza, with washing, it's quite common to see a person washing themselves, that's to remove dirt, and you don't necessarily assume when you see a person washing themselves that they're doing it for pleasurable purposes, whereas with sicha, with anointing oneself, smearing oneself with oil, it's invariably done for pleasurable purposes, and therefore even though it might on occasion be done for pragmatic reasons, nevertheless it's still going to be prohibited. So the big question is, of course, what is included in the Issur Sicha? We don't usually practice Sicha very much nowadays, but there are still certain things where it's relevant. So the most obvious case where it would be relevant is a person wants to put, say, baby oil on them for whatever reason. They like to have nice, soft skin, and every morning when they get up, they rub baby oil into their hands or something like that, or onto their face. So that would be prohibited on Yom Kippur under the rubrics of Issur Sicha. There's also discussion in the Poskim about perfume and deodorant. So the notes in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, they say that you can't use deodorant on Yom Kippur because it falls foul of the prohibition of Issur Sicha. Moreover, Rabbi Harav Lichtenstein, Zichrono Livracha, said to me once when I asked him the question about this, he said it depends whether it's water-based or oil-based. If it's water-based, then it's not a problem. It's not counted as Sicha. Sicha is only with oil, whereas, therefore, if it's a deodorant which is oil-based, then it's going to be prohibited. That's my advice, is just put plenty of deodorant on Erev Yom Kippur. That's when you get dressed after your shower. You don't need to put more on the next morning. The Poskim also say that a woman shouldn't put on perfume on Yom Kippur because that is part of the prohibition of Issur Sicha. Ad Kan.